Greetings. You're now listening to the most handsome and intellectually superior specimens on Earth. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Starts now.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it is where you are. We hope that you're doing well. We're pleased to be able to bring you another episode of I Could Be Wrong, But I Doubt It. My name is Fresh, and we're thankful that you've decided to join us today. Before we get into this week's episode, I'd like to remind you that if you like what you hear, to please go to Apple Podcasts and rate our podcast and leave us a comment or two. Also, the podcast is now available on Google Play and Spotify, with more outlets to come in the future. You can also connect with us on our social media platforms on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at ICBW Podcast. That's at ICBW Podcast. Be sure to like, comment, follow, and subscribe, all that good stuff. You can check us out on our website as well at ICBWPodcast.com. And check this out. We're still picking random listeners on a weekly basis. Leave comments and rate us on iTunes or connect with us on social media and share our content. The winners will get a prize pack that includes one of our t-shirts and some other merchandise that I know you're going to love, because I will not give you shit that you can't use. Now, without further delay, let's get this thing rolling. We're going to do something a little different today. I'm rolling solo today, and won't be that often, but it's like that today. Because I just wanted to talk with you guys for a minute. You know, in the preview, we talked about some of the things that we were going to do. One of those things was inspiration. And not that I think that I'm the greatest motivational speaker or anything like that, but I like to encourage people. I'm a dream supporter. I'm not a dream killer. I love to support small businesses. I love to support artists, writers, and things of that nature. Anybody that's trying to do something positive and constructive, and we try to jump on board with that. Especially if you're a black person trying to do something positive, we like that. So today. And also, oh yeah, by the way, I don't know if you guys had listened to this or not, but I think it was on the N-word episode, we talked about, rolling solo from time to time. And again, like I said, it won't be that often, but it's like that today. So I want to go ahead and get things going, man, because, I got some shit on my mind, man. I just want to go ahead and get it out. While it's still fresh on my mind. And just want to talk about, man, giving your best effort. And also on the flip side of that, I want to talk about giving up. You know, do your best. Put your best foot forward. Anything worth doing is worth doing well. You probably heard a bunch of these cliches a zillion times throughout your life. And you probably heard never give up, or tough times don't last, but tough people do. Doesn't matter if you fall, it only matters that you get up. These are quotes that are supposed to, inspire us in our challenging times. These quotes lend good advice to people who partake in an endeavor of any kind and who expects a level of success from it. Those things have merit. Those cliches have merit, because at some time during history, they've played out that way. I mean, being tough and doing all you can is basically a given of anybody that has a goal. But there's a really, really small barrier between the two things that I mentioned before, and that's giving your all and giving up. Because there's a small barrier between success and failure. And a lot of people don't realize the gravity of even the small decisions that they make along the way. When they're trying to reach success, they don't take stock in the small things. Everybody talks about the big stuff. And everybody talks about the picture of success that is seemingly there after everything is done. You know, everybody talks about that. But, you know, I think that it's unfortunate that some of us have abandoned our dreams and never actually staked a claim on the achievement that was out there waiting for us. You know, there's a lot of, you know, would-be business owners, inventors, and athletes, and entertainers, and doctors, and lawyers, and a lot of people that have been on the doorstep of success without actually reaching the pinnacle of the profession because of one simple reason. Came face to face with an obstacle and they gave up. They quit without even putting up a fight. Started out on the right journey, set sail on a course without understanding that there's a very thin line between giving your all and giving up. I'm going to repeat that again. It's a very thin line between giving your all and giving up. And honestly speaking, people, man, I mean, we take words of encouragement for granted. Like the ones that I just spoke. You know, we take that shit for granted. And often we come back and, you know, we kind of expect people to say these things in a sense because most good people offer them so freely. But believe me, getting advice and inspiration from a positive force is a blessing. Because not everyone has your best interest at heart. And believe it or not, everyone doesn't necessarily want you to succeed. You know, those people are the so-called haters, and I'll address those miserable people in another episode, though. But you should be mindful of the advice and the encouragement that someone gives you, regardless of the form in which it's presented. You should be able to process it quickly, apply it to whatever your situation is, and determine whether or not it can apply. It's real simple shit. You know, for one of your sincere friends or a family member, a coworker, colleague, whatever, you know, for one of those people to wish you well, I mean, that's a blessing, but you still never really know who's in your corner and who just wants to know what you're up to just for the sake of being nosy. You know, if you're trying to achieve something and you have a goal, you need to have the ability to discern between the two, because that's a part of that little thin line that I'm talking about. On that line also rests the negativity from other people that you'll face when you're charting out your course or starting your journey. You know, some people have been on the verge of greatness, but they listen to the wrong damn message from the wrong damn person who really didn't give a fuck about you in the first place. They didn't have the greatest intentions to begin with. And ultimately, that person gave up on their dreams. Yes, plural, dreams. Let's be clear about this shit right here. It's perfectly fine to have more than one. You know, when I mentioned to one of my friends that I was starting a podcast, I mean, she literally laughed out loud in my face, man. You know, it hurt and it almost brought me to tears because I thought that person was my friend. You know, I'm human. You know, and, you know, at that point, it was a stark reminder, a quick reminder, and a very painful reminder that you can't share your dreams with everyone. And, you know, quite frankly, some people just don't understand the shit that you want to do. Also, negative people secretly want to have the courage to chase the dream in the way that you are doing it. But they are so cowardice that they can't. But that shit ain't your problem. That's not your problem. But, you know, I let that incident kind of spark a quote unquote inextinguishable fire in me, if you will. Not just to launch, I could be wrong, but I doubt it. But it continues to fuel my desire to achieve success in everything that I set my mind to. You know, it's one of the hardest lessons, but it was one of the best lessons I have ever learned. You know, protect yourself and protect your dream. Not everybody's ready. Especially the people that's closest to you. Especially the people that are closest to you. They're not ready to see you ascend. They're not ready to picture you basking in the glow of your greatness. Motherfuckers have a hard time, you know, putting that shit together when they're always looking up. They'll look up at everybody else, but they don't want to look up to you. This is how shit is. I can't explain it. Maybe there's, you know, some psychology there that I just can't explain. But that's how it is sometimes. And we talk about that thin line, man. You know, on this thin line, you know, there's some other forces that will be pulling you in different directions. And, you know, one of the most ferocious beasts that's on this line, one of the most ferocious beasts that you will ever cross paths with, is on this line. It's one of the most consistently brutal forces known to man. If you let Reds tell it, it's white supremacy, but it's not. This beast has grasped the strongest, brightest, the most positive, the most determined people and virtually choked the life out of them. It's undoubtedly one of the most formidable opponents you will ever face in your whole life. And this monster is called fear. Yeah, fear. And the most terrible part of this particular demon is that it's bred in it and manifested over and over. It takes different shapes, it takes different forms, but the vehicle that it uses or the host that it attaches itself to stays exactly the same every single time. And that vehicle and that host is you. It's you. It's sad, but it's true. There's some individuals out there that are flat out fearful of success, or at least have a blurred view of what it takes to be successful, because fear only lets them look so far. When you have fear in your heart, your vision is limited. You know, fear keeps you from pursuing an idea, keeps you from pushing forward on a current project. You know, some allow fear to validate other people's negative energy and shit. You know, somebody says something negative and you're scared, so yeah. Yeah, you gravitate towards that and then you have a built-in excuse. Some bullshit. Fear makes people settle for less than greatness. You know, fear is such a nasty animal that it will keep you from even dreaming. And once that shit happens, it's over for you. It owns you. I mean, you can dig your way out, per se. You can dig your way out of the hole that fear puts you in. But some shit got to change. And it's got to change PDQ pretty damn quick. Number one, you got to change your state of mind. You must be ready to fight your way out. Whining and self-pity simply are not options. They're not options. Let me repeat that. Whining and self-pity simply are not options. Options. Sometimes the deck is going to be stacked against you. You know, I mean, just to be on some real shit. I mean, if you're anything other than a white male, you already know that. But you still got to play those cards, and you can't be defensive. You know, if you have to be assertive, you have to be strategically aggressive. That's the key. Let me give a quick example real quick. You know, I love sports. Me and Reg both, you know, we love sports, man. Use a lot of sports analogies and shit. In sports, you can't just show up. You have to play the game. You got to get in there. You got to get dirty. You got to exert some effort. You can't be afraid to make a play. You can't be playing not to lose. You got to play to win. Insert any other sports cliche you want right there. But you can't be afraid to take a shot or make a tackle or swing at a pitch or whatever. But you got to use things that you've developed, like your analytical skills, to determine the best opportunity to quote unquote make a play. And you got to act on that shit. You got to act on it. You have to understand that everybody gets scared. And I mean everybody. Don't let any motherfucker out of here tell you that they don't get scared. That's some bullshit. Everybody gets scared. But it's the courageous ones that keep going anyway, despite that fear. Apply this to all of your life's endeavors. It's not enough to just arrive at the starting line, per se. You know, just like my track coach used to tell me, you got to explode out of those blocks. You have to explode. You got to run that race. You got to realize that there's obstacles to overcome and requirements to meet. Processes to follow and shit, and terrain that you got to navigate through. You can't just go through the motions and hope to succeed. You know, I want everyone out there that is listening to this shit right now, I want you to live in expectancy of success. But don't be foolish enough to not also expect challenges. You got to expect roadblocks. You have to understand from the outset that you have to believe that you can overcome whatever rises to oppose your effort. Expect that shit. Expect the challenges. Don't act surprised. Just like you shouldn't act surprised when some people that are close to you don't want to wish you well. Now, I mean, it sounds like some real simple shit. You know, people would think that anyone crazy enough to start a business or to change careers in their midlife, for example, you know, you would think that these people would put forth the type of effort necessary to succeed. And you're probably smart enough to realize that shit, a maximum effort is most likely needed to achieve any form of success. If that's your goal. But ask yourself this, I mean, on some real shit though, do you know what giving it your all really means? Are you prepared for an effort that may be, you know, really extensive and painful and tearful and exhausting and emotionally draining? Are you ready for that? Man, all I got is a podcast, and I'm telling you, it's extensive. It's painful. It's tearful at times, and it's exhausting. You know, you may put forth what you think is a tremendous amount of effort, but have you put forth all that you can? Ask yourself that shit again. Have you put forth all that you can? A-L-L in caps, parentheses, quotation marks, bolded. All that you can. You know, I've had people say to me that there's a little luck involved with success. And yeah. But no. That sounds like some really good shit to say, but that's not really the truth. That's not the truth. You know, I like to say that, you know, luck is when your preparation meets opportunity. And I know that's a cliche as well, but that's the one that I believe. For example, if you're planning to open up a business and ask yourself, have I done my due diligence? Have I written a business plan? Have I researched my market or demographic? You know, if you got a retail store or something, have you shopped and scouted out your competition? Have you been physically, FI, not PHY, responsible enough to convince, you know, potential investors, like Sean Crenshaw was saying on the show. Do you understand finance? Are you responsible enough to convince potential investors that you can manage money? If you're an athlete, have you done the extra training during your off season? Do you do the basics, such as eating right, getting enough sleep, or do you just, you know, stay out of the club all night? You're turning up and shit, and you can't make it to practice, so you have a shitty practice. Well, what are you doing? Are you doing the basics? Are you an expert at the basics? I mean, these are just a couple situations and examples of small steps, but sometimes the minute, often overlooked preparatory steps make a big damn difference. You know, these steps ultimately become part of your bigger journey. They become part of your story. And in many cases are major contributions to your success that you don't even realize that they're making you great while you're going through it. That's what makes them special. That's why people say enjoy the journey. You know, just look at your situation, man. I mean, straight up, just look at your situation and plan and prepare. So when your opportunity comes, you'll be ready. And you know, I say there's a thin line between giving it your all and giving up. Because in the midst of your quest for success, you're going to be tempted to give up, even when you're putting forth all that you think that you can. Along the way, there's going to be a lot of shit that's going to pull at you and try to sway you below that line, per se. And most of us don't even realize how close giving your all and giving up are related. It's a balancing act. It's a constant struggle between the positive forces of your own determination and aptitude, and sometimes your attitude. All that against the negative forces of self-doubt, fear, third-party interference, you know, the haters and shit, you know. You know, the truth is that, you know, giving up is always in proximity. It's just always close. It's always close to giving it your all, because giving up is the easier thing to do. And plus, we tend to want immediate gratification. And many people look for the easiest route to success. So therefore, when there's some real obstacles and real challenges thrown in our way, I mean, you know, they kind of fold like a bad poker hand. They throw in their proverbial cards and give up. They take the easy route. From my observations and conversations that I've had with people, easiest way consisted of quitting, followed by a bunch of damn excuses as to why they were doomed for failure from the start. You know, you ask some people like, you know, why'd you stop doing so-and-so, or what happened with such and such project or whatever. And, you know, these people have tried to pursue entertainment careers or further their education or start a business or whatever. And I kid you not, man, the answer I've received more often than not is it was just too much. Like, what the fuck does that mean? You know, I'm going to be transparent with you, man. I mean, one of my faults is that I've never been one to openly question someone's fortitude, for the simple fact that I never want to hurt my true friend's feelings. But you know, when I think back on that shit, man, I think that I was doing my friends a disservice because of my lack of follow-up. You know, I think that I was enabling them to provide excuses. And you know, furthermore, I should have challenged them instead of allowing them to use a simple excuse as something like a little trap door to say, okay, yeah, I'm out. You know, try to use that trap door to escape. And said, I should have done better. Now ask yourself, have you given up on your dream? I mean, real talk. I mean, come on. You can tell me. It's just you and me in here, right? It's just you and me. Yeah, think about it. So what was your excuse? Let me guess. It was just too much, right? Right? Yeah. I see you nodding your head and shit. Yeah. It was just too much. Too much what? It was too much planning. Too much preparation. Was it too much studying? Hold up. No. No way. It was too much time. Maybe too much involvement. Too much. Right? Really? No. Fuck that. I think what's really meant by too much is that It's too much commitment involved and I don't have the confidence in myself to see it through to the end, regardless of the outcome. Perhaps too much means this shit is not as easy as I thought it would be. Therefore, I'm going to give up now before I invest too much of my time and emotion. You know, I got a funny story that I've told several people. I'm going to share with the listeners. You know, I recall back when I was contemplating going back to school to complete my undergraduate degree. I've been out of school about 17, 18 years. And quite frankly, I was scared of failing because I hadn't picked up a fucking book. I hadn't done any of that shit. And, you know, I made excuses about not going back during just about every year of my 18 year or so hiatus from school. And what did I use as my excuse? Well, shit, I thought I was doing well without a degree. I mean, I started, a couple reasonably successful businesses. I had what I considered a nice crib. I even had a Benz. You know, I was living the American dream, right? What would college do for me now? You know, my attitude was my way of subconsciously giving up on my dream of finishing college. Because, man, all of my friends had finished. All of my close, all my boys, they had finished. They were doctors. They were pharmacists. They were engineers. They were Wall Street traders. So that was some pressure. I'd given up on it, man. Just like I had done earlier in life when I was young and had the chance to go to school. But, you know, I was, you know, a young guy in a horrible relationship and children to support. You know, however, the fact that I had given up in my heart didn't really hit me until I had a conversation with one of my best friends. And that's my mother. And my mother, God rest her soul, was the one person I could count on to support me in everything that I did. And one day I called her and we exchanged the normal pleasantries, and she always wanted to know if I was taking care of her grandbaby and always asked about her health. And I tried to convince her to move to North Carolina. You know, this is the usual stuff. She's like, I ain't moving nowhere. And as the conversation went on, I started to share my desire to go back to school with her and, you know, all the apprehension that I had associated with it. And I ran down my list of excuses and shit. You know, I was just like, I just started running them off. And then after I finished, she was silent for a minute, which is strange because anybody that knew my mother will tell you silence is not one of my mother's strong suits. And I mean that affectionately. She was totally silent until I gave her my final excuse. And I just kind of went like, plus I'm too old. And my mother, who is well known for her direct nature and her fiery personality, to put it lightly, calmly replied. And I'll just kind of give you a hint of the exchange. She said, so you're too old, huh? And I said, yeah, I think so. My mom said, well, how old will you be when you finish? And I said, yeah, I'll probably be in my 40s when I finish, since I can't go, since I can only go part time. And then she kind of paused for a second. And then she said, let me ask you something. And I said, yeah, ma. She said, how old will you be in that same amount of time if you don't go back to school? Then there was a long silence that at least it felt like forever, but it was probably only a few seconds. And before I could even break my silence to respond to her, you know, my mother, sensing that the light bulb just came on in my head, say, now take your ass back to school. At that point in the conversation, you know, with my mom, it really hit me that I really didn't have an excuse. I didn't have one. So I enrolled at the University of North Carolina at Charlotte that fall. Eventually graduated, even went on to grad school. So please understand that it's not too late to chase your dreams. You're not too old to fulfill that potential. You know, it's not too late to be what you could have been. You know, sometimes it takes being told the tough things by someone who really cares about you and your success to get you motivated, like my mother did for me. Somebody who cares so much that they don't give a fuck how you feel. And they're going to say those tough things because they know the tough conversations will make you better. You know, they truly understand who you are. They understand what your talent is. They understand what you're capable of. They understand what you can accomplish with that talent. So if you have someone in your life making excuses and not giving their all, don't enable them with that shit. Don't enable them by letting them slide on that shit. If you believe in them, make sure they know that you believe in them. Push them forward. Don't let them lay down and stop. They can slow down, but goddammit, they can't stop. You can't stop. If you're the one making the excuses, then get out of your own damn way. You know, don't live on the wrong side of that thin line. Don't embrace that fear. Don't invite the negative people and all the other negativity and all the other negative shit. Don't let that shit permeate you. Don't give in to pessimism and provide it a place to live and to breathe. Man, let your heart and your mind run free, knowing that you can accomplish anything. You know, let your dreams be the place where you heal. Let your dreams be the place where you get new life. Use your dreams to recapture the motivation that you've been missing in your life. You know, let your imagination reclaim its place in your being. I mean, yeah, that sounds like some real corny ass shit. But on some real shit, let your imagination reclaim its place in your being. Because if you can imagine shit, you can achieve that. You know, let it nourish your desire for success. And if you have faith, let your faith enable you to step towards the challenges instead of running from them. And I promise you, you're gonna be refreshed and you're going to be renewed and you're going to be restored. Man, take your confidence back. And, you know, and kick fear's ass, man. Give your dreams everything that you have. Give it everything. And your success rate will be exponentially greater than your failure rate. And, you know, with your new mindset, and even your failures are going to be a blessing to you. Some real shit, man. But yo, if you have any comments, man, hit me. Hit me with a text. Or better yet, leave a voicemail at 704-946-6060. Again, you can hit me with a text or a voicemail. 704-946-6060. Man, I'd love to hear from you straight up. Let me know if you enjoyed the episode. We'll be back on our regular stuff later, man. We appreciate y'all listening, and I'm out.
I could be wrong, but I doubt it. So don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct, and you should probably hurry. It gets crowded. Bring a friend with you. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct, and you should hurry up. It might get crowded. Bring a friend with you. It's fresh and red, their curators are cool. The culture and consciousness brought directly to you. Tune in every week for the newest of new and occasional politics as it pertains to you. Divergent point of views make for a whole picture, and we suggest you get your money up and take the shit with you. Ain't no fountain to you, but it's a secret elixir to ensure the black man as a permanent fixture. Standing here in America behind enemy lines, where more often than not my skin's considered a crime. Cops kill us daily and will never do time, while a crooked ass just decides to fate for mine. One day at a time is what my mama would say. And since mama said living ain't no time to play, and since I got a little game, I'ma give it away. But let's start the show before I get carried away. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. So don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct, and you should probably hurry. It gets crowded. Bring a friend with you. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Don't enter this debate if you ain't bout it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct, and you should hurry up, it might get crowded. Bring a friend with you.
You just tuned in to I Could Be Wrong, But I Doubt It, hosted by Fresh and Reg. Holla back next week.